והנה, now, אף על פי כן, נזכר גם הרן בדיבור אל פארוי, ומוישה ביציאז מצרים. Even though we said that Moshe is the main guy, so to speak, to talk to Pharaoh, and Aaron was the main guy to take out the Jewish people from Egypt, even so, it's also mentioned Aaron when talking to Pharaoh and Moshe when taking out the people from Egypt. Why? Mishum shekedei lifoil es ha'inyan bishleimusoi tzaricho echad le'ezras ha'sheni. Because in order to have the thing in its complete way, one needs the help of the other one. What does that mean? Dechedei she'adivur lefarai ifo lespeulotzi b'shleimus. In order for the words of Moshe to Pharaoh should have the effect in a complete way, what does that mean? What's a complete effect? She'pharaoh yoitzi es Yisrael mitzrayim, that Pharaoh should let the people go from Egypt. It's not enough that Pharaoh should be annulled, destroyed completely. No. That's the idea of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was such a strong thing, etc. No. There has to be a thing of elevating from below to above Pharaoh. So Moshe Rabbeinu brings from up down. Aaron brings from down up. That's the the general thing. But even so, you need both movements in both cases. Talking to Pharaoh, need up and down, and bringing out the Jewish people from Egypt, you need up and down. Because after all, going out of Egypt is elevating. It's going from the south to the north or whatever. It's elevating. So it's not enough to destroy Pharaoh. That's not the point. I mean, the word is not enough. The point is not to destroy Pharaoh. And the Rebbe is like setting up the stage, so to speak, to see what should we do with Bnei Noach. Because you might think, look, Pharaoh is the same thing as Bnei Noach. Destroy them. That's it. That's the there's like a expression, Shvirasam Zeut HaKanasam. Oh, destroying this thing, that's the way you fix this thing. There are certain things you have to destroy them, and that's the way you fix them. But here, this is not the point. The point is not to destroy Pharaoh. No, this is what the Rebbe is saying right now. So the same thing applies to Bnei Noach. The Jewish thought is not destroy all the non-Jews in the world. That's it. Forget it. No. You have to elevate them. Which, understanding it, I mean, the Rebbe is talking to Jewish people over there, to Jewish rabbis and everything. It's a very strong change of mind. Very strong. Because I'm not saying that this is the only place where this idea appears. No, it's not. It appears also before. But the Rebbe is saying this in a public meeting, in a public setting up, etc., saying, hey, we have to go out to the world and elevate non-Jews. This is what the Rebbe is saying. He's going to say it clearly. It's like a chidush. It's like something new. Okay, so it's not in a maspik, says the Rebbe. It's not enough to destroy, annul Pharaoh. You have to elevate him. The same thing happens in the work of Aaron, bringing out the Jewish people from Egypt. The objective of this elevation is that it should be a giving of the Torah. As it's written, how do you know that the objective of going out of Egypt was to give Torah? Because the Torah says, when you bring out the Jewish people, the people from Egypt, you should serve God in this mountain. That's the objective. Now, what's Matan Torah? The Inyan Matan Torah Kenir Matvetivas Anoichi. The idea of the giving of the Torah is something from above to below, even though the going out of Egypt is from below to above, but receiving the Torah is from above to below. As it's written, alluded at least in the word Anoichi, which is the first word of the Ten Commandments, Adnan Nafshik Savi Zihavis. If the Talmud says, the Gemara says, that this is actually four Aramaic words. Anna means me, Nafshi is myself, Ksavis in these writings, Yehovis, I gave myself. There are other explanations also, but it's one of them. What does that mean? Shal Yedei Matan Torah, Loikhim Esas Musa Izbarach. through the giving of the Torah, now you can take, grab the essence of God, His essence. ומשום זה, אין מספיק עניון של אהרן, because of this, because going out of Egypt is such a powerful thing, is such a deep thing, that it's not just going out of a country, it's rather bringing down the essence of God down here and being able to grab the essence of God. It's not enough the job of Aaron of going from down, from below up. It's not enough. Ela ela tzarech gam le'inyono shel Moshe. You also need the thing of Moshe. You need both things. Torah, yeah. Which Moshe's thing is Torah. Uvaze yesh levar gam ma shemedayek v'zoyar, and with this we can also understand what the Zohar is very precise with the words. Ve'huva v'gam ma'amori ma'anal. And also it's brought in the Hasidic discourses that the Rebbe quoted in the beginning of the discourse. The Zohar says like this, Madua ne'emar hu Aaron u'Moshe v'goymer hu Moshe v'Aaron. Why does it say first Aaron, then Moshe, etc., then Moshe, Aaron, etc.? V'lo ne'emar hem loshon rabim. Say they in plural, and that's it. Why do you have to say the two names all the time? We know the two names already. They're written in the story. So just say they. Al derech ma shekosov hem amedavrin. Just as it's written in other verses, they are the ones that talk to Pharaoh, etc. Vehu, why is that? Mishum shepeulas sheneye mi betachlis ha'isachdus. Because the effect, the work of both of them, it's completely united. What does that mean? The gamam shacha shleimusai be'aloi. Also projection from above to below, its completeness is when it goes from below to above. The same thing the other way. The real projection is when it also goes down from above to from below to above. And the real going from below to above is when you project something. And we could say, this is also what our sages said. That in many places first comes the word, the name of Moshe. And in many places first comes the name of Aaron. Why? Is to teach you that they're both the same. They're both equal. Not the same, but equal. That is. Loi rak shehem shekulim b'malosom, not just that they are equal in their virtue, like very high spiritual people. No. Ela shehem betachlis ha'isachdus, they are united. U'moyshe ve'aroin, u'aroin u'moyshe lashon yachid. In singular, written Moshe, he is Moshe and Aaron, and it's in singular, he is Aaron and Moshe. Because
they have to work together.
Yes, they have to work together, and both expressions have to be over there, present, in order to have a complete thing. Otherwise, you're not getting a complete thing. Now, agam sheze shelifamim makdimim Moshe le'aron, ulefamim makdimim Aaron le'Moshe. Even though sometimes we precede Moshe to Aaron, and sometimes Aaron to Moshe, Omre Razal said our sages, and we just explained that's because they're both in the same level, so to speak, even though they're not the same, but in the same level. Even though they're like balanced, so to speak, but we have to explain why in some places he's Moshe's first, and some places Aaron is first. Why? So in the first line of the page 769, you have to explain that in the places where Moshe comes first is because he's the main thing. And in the places where Aaron comes first, he is the main thing. Okay, they're the same. Yeah, very nice. But sometimes this one comes first and this one comes first. So that's because that's the main thing. In the same way, in the midst, in the commandment of respecting your father and your mother, or fearing your father and your mother, two different commandments. The Bechi would ksiv, when he's talking, when the Torah is talking about honoring your parents, it says ksiv kaved savicha v'simecha. It's written you should honor your father, first your father, and then your mother. Mm-hmm. But when it's talking about fear, it says ish imoy ve'oviv tirov. The Torah says the other way. You should fear your mother and your father. Why? Even though the Midrash gives an answer to this question, because they're both the same. Both mother and father are actually the same. Mikol Makim, even so, Pirush Rashi, Rashi explained, Al Ish Imoy Ve'oviv Tirou, when the Torah is talking about fearing your mother first and then your father, why? Rashi says, Kan Hikdim Eim La'av. In this commandment of fear, the Torah says first the mother and then the father. Because God knows that a son fears his father more than his mother. And when he's talking about honoring, first comes the father and then the mother. Why? Rashi explains. Because God knows, it's revealed in front of him, that a son honors much more his mother than his father. I mean, son, daughter, it's the same thing, but this is the wording of the text, so to speak. So when it comes to honoring, of course you're going to honor your mother. So God has to say, go honor your father. When he talks about fearing, of course a son fears his father. So you have to think, go fear your mother also. So we see that even though they're the same, actually, you have to give honor and fear both your father and the mother. But they're not exactly the same. One comes first on these issues, and the other one comes first on different issues. The same thing you can say about Moshe Yaron and Aaron. Even though they're like, so to speak, quote-unquote, the same, yeah, but for some things, Moshe is the main thing, and for some things, Aaron is the main thing. In this place, the Rebbe is bringing a proof, a proof like from Scripture itself and from the commentaries of the Scripture, that you can say, you can effectively say, that if Torah mentions something first, it's because it's the main thing. And in a different place, if Torah can mention some other thing first, that's because in that place, that thing is first, is main thing. That's what the Rebbe wants to prove. Ulefi ze nimtza she'adgasho bakosu vileshanes es ateva. Oh, according to this, you can see, comes out, that the emphasis of the Scripture is to change the nature. What is the Torah out to do with us? Change your nature. The Magdim in ze she'etzlo itzarich liyo isyoyser shinu yateva bishvil lekayim. The Torah clearly brings first that issue, that detail that requires you more to change your nature to fulfill it. But naturally, you honor your mother. Naturally, you fear your father. Okay, comes the Torah and says, no. I want you to change your nature. Go fear your mother and honor your father. So it requires like more work on your part. That's what the Torah is looking for. This is what the Rebbe is saying. That's what the Torah is looking for. Go change your nature. This issue of changing your nature, it's a very important thing in the work, in serving God. How do you know that? As it's brought in Keser Shem Tov. Keser Shem Tov is a book that gathers teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov, founder of Hasidus, didn't write anything. He just spoke. Certain students wrote many, many of his teachings. And there, there's a book called Keser Shem Tov, The Crown of Shem Tov. Of the Baal Shem Tov, he brings from Rav Sadia Goin. Rav Sadia Goin lived in Iraq, year 900, 800, sort of thing. This idea, within brackets, it's something very strange. We don't find anything like this in the whole Hasidus. In a general way, it's not common in Hasidic teachings to mention what's the source, where this comes from, where this idea comes from. I mean, we don't usually mention the author of such a idea. This idea, this guy said, this idea, no, no. Verak, only, in very scarce places, very few places, we mention the source of the ideas. And in general, the ideas that are mentioned, who wrote them, or who said them, are the ideas brought in the name of Rav Sadia Goin. This is weird, said the Rebbe. This is very strange. Very strange. Maybe we can connect this with that which is brought in many places. Look at these words, are very interesting. I still did not find the source for this, said the Rebbe. I don't know where it comes from. People say Shebal Shem Tov haya gilgul harasak, that the Baal Shem Tov himself was a reincarnation of Rav Sadia Goin. That's what people say. I did not see it written anywhere. I did not see the source for this. This is what people say. That's why the only, I don't know, I didn't learn everything, so I cannot say the only one, but the Rebbe is saying one of the very few that are actually quoted with name in Hasidus is the Rasag. Rav Sadia Goin. So, okay, let's go back. What does the Baal Shem Tov say in the name of Rav Sadia Goin? The main reason why God created the men in this world is to break down, to destroy, to really break your natural qualities, your natural emotions. That's why you were created. That's what is written. Lech lecho me'artzach, Hashem tells Abraham, go out of your land, mimolaltecha, from the place you were born. Dehainu, hateva shenolalta imoy. What you have to go out of, go out from, is the nature with which you were born. That's what it says. You have to change your nature. Go out of your nature. Ukemevua mekama mekoy the biur kosov ze, and just as is explained in many places about this verse, lech lecho, go out, etc. The idea of this verse is go out of your nature. The same thing we find in the words of our Rebbein. The chol inyan hasides uleshana is teva midoisav or midoisav ativim. I'll translate it in a second. Based on the shoynes amuvayim belikute diburim. This, just this line can take like hours. It's brought, what's the whole thing of Hasidus? What did the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov want with Hasidus? So there are two expressions that they look the same and they are really, really very different. Last line of the paragraph, Leshanos Teva Midoisav. This means to change the nature of your qualities, of your attributes, qualities, your emotions. Or another option, your natural qualities. It's not the same, the nature of your qualities, than the your natural qualities. It's not the same. What's the difference? Just to finish the translation, like the two wordings brought in Likute Diburim. Likute Diburim is a book of the writings of the previous Rebbe. So he brought these two ideas. What's the difference? Each one of us, every human being, has Midois. Midois means the emotional part of each one of us. Some more developed, some less developed, it doesn't matter. It's Midois, qualities. Now, the nature of our qualities as human beings, like regular people, very, very simple regular people, is to enjoy natural and physical things. We enjoy eating, we enjoy sleeping, we enjoy drinking, whatever. Each person has different things that he enjoys. Again, I'm talking in a very, very simple level, very low and simple level, on purpose. A person likes eating, a person likes sleeping, whatever. Okay, that's the nature of a human being, regular, simple human being. So comes Hasidus and says, wait, don't eat like an animal. Animals also eat, animals also sleep. Eat and sleep, because God created you in a way that you need to eat and you need to sleep. But go eat like a human being, not like an animal. And go eat and go sleep like a human being, not like an animal. No. Like a bear sleeps for the whole winter. Now don't sleep the whole winter. Wake up in the morning and do your job. Whatever, serve God, do whatever you want to do, I don't care. But sleep like a human being, not like an animal. That means leshanos teva midoisav. That means to change the nature of your emotions, qualities. Be a human being. Don't be an animal. Mm. You have, each one of us has a animalistic part. Okay, that's true. And in Tanya says nefesh abami, it's whatever. It doesn't matter. The animal soul. Okay, that's true. Don't be an animal. That's the first language, so to speak. Second one, midoisavativim. Each one of us has a combination, a different one. That's what makes the life nicer. Each one of us is different. And each one of us has a different balance of how much chesed, how much kindness, how much severity. Each one of us is different. Okay, so midoisavativ, in this combination that you have, change it. And both ideas remain at the same time. It's not that one takes out of the other one. No. Both ideas are true, and both ideas work at the same time. It's just one is deeper than the other one, because, okay, I can try stop being an animal and try to behave like a human being. That's fine, I'll try it. But if you are like a... If your nature is to become angry quickly, change it. Don't do it anymore. And that has nothing to do with being an animal or not being an animal. No. I don't want you to be angry anymore. And if your nature is to be like a cold person, like you sit and you just sleep, and you don't care about anything, change it. Don't be like that. That's Hasidus. Of course, there are things we have to change, things we don't have to change. You have to